From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. After weeks of intense negotiations, the healthcare debate appears to have moved forward in Congress. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has details.
In the House, conservative Democrats, known as the Blue Dogs, have been in talks with party leaders and White House staff to try to find common ground on a healthcare bill. Arkansas's Mike Ross, a leader of the Blue Dogs, left the Speaker's office with a deal he said would lower costs, protect businesses and rural hospitals, and do another important thing.
We have ensured that members of Congress, the American people, have the entire month of August to read the bill and visit with their constituents before taking a vote on the House floor.
Blue Dogs were worried that the health care debate was moving too fast. Many House Democrats have pledged to spend August holding town hall meetings and talking to constituents about the plan. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has identified those who should be the first to receive the swine flu vaccine when it becomes available in mid-October. The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says five groups are targeted.
They include pregnant women, healthcare workers and emergency medical services personnel, children and young people between the ages of 6 months through 24 years of age, and non-elderly adults with underlying risk conditions or medical conditions that increase their risk of complications from influenza.
The government estimates that about 160 million people fall into those priority groups. North Korea has seized a South Korean fishing boat and its four crew members from Seoul. Dwali Sai Kowtow has more.
The crew and its vessel apparently crossed a sea border between the two Koreas early morning local time, at which point a North Korean patrol boat reportedly intercepted the 29-ton fishing boat and hauled it to a North Korean port. Seoul's Unification Ministry said it has formally requested that North Korean maritime authorities release the crew and its boat on humanitarian grounds. A military official told reporters in Seoul that the satellite navigation system on the fishing boat appears to have malfunctioned. The fishing boat was scheduled to return to the port of Kojin on South Korea's eastern coast Friday morning. The fate of the four fishermen is unknown. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sai Kowtow in Seoul.
Preliminary results show Moldova's pro-Western center-right candidates defeated communists by a slim margin in the former Soviet Republic's parliamentary elections. But opposition candidates are not expected to have enough votes to elect a new president. Moldova has been in a political crisis since April. Parliamentary elections sparked violent protests. The opposition claimed that that vote was rigged by the government. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is down 11 points at 10,101. This is NPR News. Microsoft and Yahoo have formed a search and advertising partnership designed to help the companies compete against Google. More from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
Yahoo and Microsoft have both tried and failed to make a dent in Google's dominance in search and the ad dollars that go with it. Microsoft and Yahoo hope this joint effort will boost their collective clout. In an interview with NPR, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer described it this way.
Not three competitors versus two. It's really a question whether we're going to have one dominant competitor or we're going to have two serious competitors.
Microsoft will take over search on Yahoo sites and the companies will share revenue. But there is no upfront payment for Yahoo. Many analysts believe the deal will hurt Yahoo in the long run because it's abandoning the most profitable part of the internet business. But Yahoo calls the 10-year deal an excellent one for the company. The partnership must still be approved by federal regulators. The companies hope to close the deal sometime next year. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
The Senate has passed an energy spending bill that backs up President Obama's promise to close the Yucca Mountain nuclear waste facility. A $34 billion measure passed by a vote of 85-9. The bipartisan measure has money for a wide variety of programs, including clean energy research, and covers hundreds of water projects. Unlike most other spending bills moving through Congress for the next budget year, which contains spending increases well beyond inflation, the energy bill amounts to a freeze on spending for the programs that it covers. Again, in stocks, Tokyo's Nikkei Index is down 11 points at 10,101. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials lost 26 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.